from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, state officials say the gas tax in New Jersey will increase by 2.6 cents a gallon beginning January 1st. The revenues from the tax hike will go toward the state's transportation projects. The increase comes as a result of a law passed this year that gradually increases the state's fuel cap until 2029. As of last January, New Jersey's gas tax ranked eighth highest in the country, according to the Tax Foundation. The gas tax will total 44.9 cents a gallon with the increase. A new law signed in the Garden State says job listings need to include the pay or at least a range. Alyssa Frank with the New Jersey Business and Industry Association says their efforts helped tweak the bill to include only employers with at least 10 workers.
We didn't want this to impact our smallest businesses in New Jersey who might not have these formalized hiring processes.
The new law takes effect next year on June 1st. A Canadian man is under arrest in a New Jersey cold case thanks to advances in analyzing DNA evidence. Robert Allen Creter was extradited to the Garden State last week on murder charges. Somerset County prosecutors say the 60-year-old man has been linked to the strangulation of Tammy Tignor in Bridgewater. The body of the 23-year-old, who was living in Newark at the time, was found on a dirt road in Bridgewater on November 4th, 1997. Out of concern for her mother and other elderly people who are the victims of phone scams, a Spotswood woman named Gogi Padilla created a call vetting service called AnswerSure. Clients can either set up a plan for their cell phone or landline. They pick a unique password or phrase. If the caller knows it, the call goes through. If not, either a message is taken or the caller is blocked.
3 weeks is when you start seeing a drop-off. They realize these scammers robocalls as well and spam as well. They see that the person is not picking up the phone, at least their intended target, and they stop calling.
She says getting in front of these scam calls is key. Interested clients can fill out a profile and select a plan on the website at answersure.com. Online predators, they're lurking on social media sites, gaming platforms, and chat rooms, and they're looking for an opportunity to exploit your children. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 town hall, targeted protecting New Jersey children from online predators. It's happening this Thursday night at 7. A shot of Arctic air and a storm clipper coming our way. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. High pressure remains in control of our atmosphere for now. That means cold, dry air and quiet weather. We'll see sunshine with passing clouds through this afternoon. Maybe a few flurries out there. High temperatures around 40 degrees. Tonight we drop into the 20s. Cold, mainly clear. Increasing clouds tomorrow. Highs lower 40s. It'll turn breezy by the afternoon, but okay during the day. Chance of snow and rain showers developing tomorrow night through mid-morning on Thursday. And the farther north and west you go in New Jersey, the more likely there is to be some light accumulations and slippery spots. Thursday, even though that precipitation ends early on and will clear out, it's not going to be a nice day. Windy, with temperatures falling from about 40 in the morning deep into the 30s by Thursday afternoon. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Belvedere is 38, Old Bridge is 42, Burlington is 40. Weather brought to you by The Tire Place with three locations, Freehold, Bradley Beach, and Old Bridge. Wholesale prices for everyone, over 10,000 tires in stock. And same-day service, The Tire Place is the right place. Find them online at njtireplace.com. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.